Hello.
I'm like,
What?
hello, hang on one sec. I gotta change something here.
That was weird. You said, hey, yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you have to change?
My speaker.
Oh, you were broadcasting from your laptop.
Was coming from my, it was coming out of my surround sound, yeah.
Your butthole.
I haven't got that installed yet,
Yeah,
but
why is it coming out of my ass, the sound? I don't understand.
yeah, I don't have that procedure for a couple more weeks, so
Oh, you're getting close though.
yeah, to get it installed, get the new system installed.
You get flushed. It's like an oil change.
It is, except they don't put
They don't
new
put new stuff in, but
new
you
stuff in.
do. You do.
You get to put your own,
You get to
fill it
put
up
your own
yourself.
oil yourself.
They drain you.
They
Like
do.
you actually you drain yourself. This is bullshit oil change because you have to do it all yourself.
You do it all yourself, but they do the hard work. They have to go in there with the camera
They make sure you did a good job of it, yeah. And
and
the salt
snip some
stays out.
polyps. I got a gold star for cleaning myself out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They said it was pretty smooth.
Was smooth in there? I
Well,
assume.
I had a polyp, so they had to remove it.
Yeah. That's why they're going in there, right?
Yeah, they have three types of polyps. One is cancerous, one is precancerous, and one is
Benign.
hydro something or another, which
Ooh.
is very. It's one of the rare types, which means benign, but it usually happens because of an injury or scarring tissue.
Okay.
And that's usually benign.
Yeah.
And I had the precancerous, which means that it's not cancerous, but has a
Has
probability
a
over the
potential.
course of 7 years to turn into cancer.
Right. So it's it's the material that could become cancerous.
Yeah. But it doesn't have cancer, like cancerous cells, but it could, I guess it could.
Right.
Yeah.
That yeah, that's the stuff they. Well, that's good news. It's good that they. This is
Yeah,
why
I
you do
don't
these
have to. Well, when
procedures.
they removed it, they said you either come back in 3 to 5 years, depending on the results. And because of the results, I get to come back in 5. Whereas Barb had nothing. She had nothing, so she has to wait. She could wait 10. And
Ooh.
I've done research, and the reason is because those things, those polyps or whatever they are, they take about 7 years to grow, so they're doing all that like probability, you know.
So they're figuring whether that one will grow back
If
or the
you
other
well,
one will form.
if you don't have anything, and you grow something, then if you do have a polyp, then it'll take 7 years to turn into anything.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So why wouldn't they do it, Barb, in 7 years instead of
I
10
don't
years?
know. I think because she had nothing, so.
I guess they know what they're doing, so.
Yeah, because then it'll be like my polyp, I guess, in 10, you know? The way they
Right.
grow, yeah. It's all based on like growth percentages. But it's different too because. Like for Barb's friend, she had a colonoscopy. She's younger than 50, but had one anyway. And they found cells in there, and that caused them to have surgery. Like they didn't do it during the colonoscopy, but she had to actually go to a surgeon and have them removed. And then she had to, a year later, had to go back for a colonoscopy, which she just did, and they saw nothing. So, she has to go back in 3 years because of that, you know, cancerous
Right,
cell.
because yeah, it could come back.
But they had to do 1 year after the surgery, and then 3 years after finding nothing. So, but. For me personally, I mean, you're skinny as a board and you eat crackers and you eat much. Like, I ate a lot. So it was like there was only one day that was hard. There, that was the day that I could only eat broth
Yeah, that's gonna suck.
and jello. Like there's nothing on the list I liked. And I had broth once, and I'm like, oh God, that by itself, that's awful. Like I don't want to eat that again. So I ate it. I ate a bowl of that once, and then add jello maybe twice or three times, because I can take jello, but it doesn't really do anything. And then you start
Doesn't
taking
fill you
the,
up, yeah.
and then you start drinking your Powerade with that mixture of Maalox or whatever it's called, and you have to drink about a gallon of that within a 2 hour period. And I just chose to drink a gallon within a 1 hour period because it's faster and I could chug
Yeah,
it.
and
And
then
it
take a
doesn't,
break.
it doesn't give you, it's easier to chug it and get it past you than to take it in,
Like
glassfuls and
little sips at a
sips,
time.
yeah, because then it'll take forever. And then it like hits your system, and then you don't want to eat anymore. You might get like a little bit of hunger pains. Like, man, it would be nice to have a cracker to absorb all that liquid I'm drinking, but
But that much
that
liquid is.
you're drinking so much, you're like sloshing around. It's like, and then it's the flushing part, which is the fun part, but it's not bad if you're home. Like, if you plan it right, you're just home going to the
Right.
bathroom.
Right. The bathroom's convenient, so.
Yeah, and you just take something to read, and by the time you know it, and then the next day when you drink another gallon of that, it's there's not much left by the time you do that.
Oh, in your system, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty much
So
flushed out,
I
so.
got there. I was pretty flushed out, and but I was having like I'd have to feel like I need to go like every hour, even if there was nothing there. But when I went, I did go one more time at the place before my colonoscopy, and they had this like fucked up fancy toilet, man. I was like, it was like this heated seat, and I was like, oh, that's
Oh.
annoying. I don't like heated seat. I like a cold
Cold tea.
surface. I don't need this warm thing on my ass. And then they had all these instructions for like bidetting it, and I've never done a bidet before. And I was like, that is a trip, man. It's like a blast of water up your butthole.
It is.
And then this one had an air dryer. Like, it would
Oh, it's
dry it.
fancy,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's like, you want heated air dry? Psh, yeah, sure, try it out. Bzzz.
They want your butthole sparkling clean
Yeah.
for the procedure.
And then I got there, and then I was like nervous, 'cause then you're just waiting. Like you're like pre
Yeah, the anticipation.
and you can't drink water for like the last 3 hours, so you're starting to feel like really dehydrated. Like you need to have water.
Yeah, oh, you are dehydrated at
And
that point, probably.
at this point when Barb went, she didn't have to wear a mask, but now that we're back in the COVID world, it's masks
Yeah,
again.
I think reinstituted
Yeah, so it was back to wearing masks. And then they came in and they put in that little IV thing in my arm. And I was like, God damn, that's uncomfortable. Like, I could feel it like in
Yeah.
my vein. And I was like, well, then the second nurse came in and sort of adjusted it. And then I'm like, okay, that feels better, because it was uncomfortable. I wasn't like bleeding or anything. It just
I must have been touching the side of
it felt
your
like, yeah,
vein or something.
was touching something, so I could feel it. It felt like something was in poking
Like
me. Like, you know how you draw blood and you can feel the needle? That's how it felt.
yeah. Well, it is a needle, right?
Yeah, but it's like a plastic. I don't know what it is. It's this thing that they put in your arm so they can attach you to the drugs.
Yeah.
They put you on an IV, so then you start getting fluids. You just get drip of fluids, and then they wheel you into the room, and you're in your little naked outfit, the one that this bare ass,
Yeah, the
and
bare ass.
they wheel you in the room, and there was three beautiful nurses, and I'm like, wow, they're gonna have to look at this ugly ass 50-year-old man's colon. And then she says, "Oh, I'm gonna hook you up to the what do you call it?
She
The
said, I need
knockout
to,
shit.
she said, I need to prep your butthole.
I gotta prep your butthole." And I saw the doctor in the corner, and I saw this huge picture of a puppy dog, and they put the drug in, and I felt this warm sensation, and I'm like, "Oh no, this is like it feels like when they injected the dye into me when I had my MRI." And
Yeah.
that stuff got me ill. I was like, oh no. And then I felt this pain in my chest. Like, it felt not in my heart side, the other side, because the IV was on my right arm.
Right, yeah.
And I felt this pain, like, all the liquid was grouping up
Yeah, you can feel it
right near my
distributing through
nipple.
your
Like, it just felt like it was all flushed in there all at once. And then, like, it felt pressure. And I asked the nurse, I said, "Is it normal to feel this amount of pressure in my chest?" And then I was passed out. I don't
You're gone.
remember anything.
At least that's what you think you said. Who knows what you
Yeah.
actually said?
I might have said, "Ooh, that feels good. Put it
My
deeper.
titty hurts.
Deeper. My titty. Rub my titty. Suck on it. Suck on my titty."
Poison in my titty. Suck on it.
Suck the poison out of my titties. There's rattlesnake poison in my titties. Suck it
Nothing wrong with my titty. Suck
out.
out the poison.
And then
There's.
I was starting to gain consciousness, and I was like, oh shit. I'm gonna wake up and I'm still having surgery. Like, I was scared to open my eyes. Like, I
Oh, you
wanted to
thought it was
wait a,
mid-procedure?
yeah, I
Yeah.
wanted to wait a bit because I was like, oh my God. And then everything was blurry because I didn't have my glasses on, and I could kind of see Barb in the corner, you know. So I was like, okay, I'm back in the room.
Yeah.
And then they gave me some snacks, and then I took off.
And then you can eat again.
Yeah, but I wasn't all that. I thought I would be like, all I ate
Super
the
hungry,
rest of the
yeah.
day was that Whopper, you know. Had a burger and that was it. I didn't feel like.
A burger. So you didn't go easy on your colon. You're like, you're. I want to fill you with
Yeah, but I didn't
fast
eat
food.
twice a day. I was like, well, I needed to. It's an oil change. I got to get back to normal, some
That's what
sense
it's
of
used
normalcy.
to,
I can't shock it with like vegan food or something like that, and then it'll be like, oh no, then I'm shitting bird turds, rabbit turds, and then I'm gonna rip my asshole open. I've been there with the
Understandable.
rabbit turds when we went to Luna's. That was not a good thing.
Was good. Yes, it was because of the memories we got from that.
We could have had good memories though at some place like that we enjoyed. Well, you enjoyed yours
It's a
too.
good memory to me, just
Watching
picturing
me and
you and Daryl sitting on the
Daryl.
toilet, pushing as hard as you can and getting a little nugget
Nothing.
out. Bloop.
Yep, so that's the
Glad it went
colonoscopy.
well.
Yeah, now you get to enjoy.
Yep.
And then you just have to wait for the results, and they let you know if you have to come back or if you don't.
Yeah.
So
That is
hopefully when I come back next time, I'll be retired. Or I'll be on the cusp of being retired.
getting close to it, yeah.
Well, I'll be like almost 57. I should be.
What's your goal? Like 60?
No, my goal is 55.
I thought you revised your goal.
Well, reality is more like 59 and a half just because of I don't want to
Yeah, you
suffer
don't
penalty, but
trigger the well, yeah, if you want to withdraw from your 401k or whatever.
yeah.
Your IRAs.
So, yeah, we'll see.
I
That was
figure, yeah, I mean, and it's also going to come down to where you're at that point in your life. I mean, if you're okay still working,
or I hate it. Yeah.
yeah, if you really
If
hate it,
I'm
then
hating what I'm doing,
then you're going to want to leave, but
I started a new job and I'm liking it. So I don't know. We'll see. But
like a new project.
yeah, it's a new project within the same project, but
But it's different.
it's different, man. I kind of like it.
That's
We'll
good.
see. Next week's gonna be stressful, so I'll see if it changes my mind.
Yeah.
God, I hate this thing. Why is everybody yelling at me?
Sucks.
But then DCBS gave me all my free comic book stuff already, and it's not even free comic book day.
Really? When it, I thought that was when is Free Comic Book Day?
I think it's like the
Must be in August.
second week of August or something, the 13th, or I
Didn't
can't
know it was
remember,
coming up so
somewhere.
quickly. So you got them already. It's illegal.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That is weird because you're getting weekly shipping, so they could have just done it on the week.
Well, I usually get it a week later than everybody else because then they have Free Comic Book Day and they don't release it until then.
No, right. Because they don't want you to
Yeah.
get it before then. Maybe COVID
I
caused
might
the
have
rules to
missed
be
it.
relaxed.
Sometimes there's a couple that bleed in late, you know?
Yeah.
Like my second week already came in and I got a couple of Scholastics and I got almost everything. Like almost every Free Comic Book Day there was. There's a new I mean, I guess the biggest one that's going for a lot of money is the Something Is Killing the Children's new spin-off book is launched in Free Comic Book Day, and that book has gone nuts.
I believe I ordered that one.
Yeah, we
Yeah, 'cause
talked about it.
that
That
was
was
the
the
yeah,
one
that
that
was the one that was
we
yeah,
said
new
we
to
should
story
get
though.
this one. Yeah, we were focusing on new material.
That's right. Yeah, we targeted all the new material.
Yeah.
So I should be getting that
I think
one.
the Blade Runner had some new material and a couple others.
Yeah. Now it seems to me traditionally that the Free Comic Book Day stuff doesn't really become valuable later.
Not true.
Is that not true?
Umbrella Academy is really expensive. The first appearance of Umbrella Academy is Free Comic Book Day.
Not really.
That one took me a lot of money to buy.
I wonder if I have that.
And there's been a couple others. There's usually like two out of the whole thing that become
Will it
valuable,
become valuable? Yeah.
and then the rest are not. But the real thing is if you can discover something that you like. I mean, Free Comic Book Day was the reason I got into manga. Like I read a few of them. So
Yeah, for sure.
if
It's
it
a
wasn't
great
for
way
that
to.
Viz sampler, I would have never tried those horror books that I did, you know? Because I bought both of them
Yeah, the
and
one in the
read them.
classroom or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that other guy that does the shock horror.
Or the Ito
Yeah, Ito.
stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever his name
I still
is.
have to
Yeah.
finish that classroom one, but the classroom one was really good. It's just that I bought it in a format I don't like. I bought it in a hardcover.
Right.
It's manga size, but hardcover.
Yeah,
And
that's a weird reading
it's really hard
experience.
reading experience
Yeah.
because it's like four volumes in one, you know, of the regular manga.
Yeah. So it's like a, yeah, it's a mini omnibus.
Yeah, but in the same size and hard, it makes it hard to turn because of its hardcover.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah, I read the first volume of that. That was good. I enjoyed that one.
And there was one Kickstarter I didn't even know. I didn't even know what it was. The name was what triggered me off. And then when I got it, I decided to read it right away. It's called Devil Bitch. And but you know who it is? It's the creator of Razor.
I was gonna say, it sounds like an Everett Hartso book.
Yeah, it's Everett Hartso.
That was gonna be
So
my guess. That's funny.
it's awesome because like I didn't know that, and I read it and I said, "What do I know this name from?" And I had just bought another issue of Razor at the shop, and
Okay.
it had to be in my stack, and I just ran across it. I said, "Oh, there's where I've seen the name before." And yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, he's been doing the Kickstarter. I think I got one of them. I don't remember which one it was though.
Yeah,
But what'd you get?
Devil
Devil Bit.
Bitch was really good.
I think he has one like Devil Jack maybe.
Maybe.
I think I might have got Devil
I did
Jack.
not know, like, I wasn't following his Kickstarters before this one. And I went and look up his Kickstarter search is god awful. It's horrible.
It is pretty bad.
It is like one of the worst search engines to find what you want.
That's what whenever I have to like check on an old like a if I supported a Kickstarter order or not, what the status of it is. If I do a search for it, I rarely find it. I have to go like into my history to
Yeah,
see
I either
to
have to
find
go
stuff.
history or I try the artist name or the writer's name or all kinds of different stuff. The
Yeah.
publisher. 'Cause I usually try to be good about marking it as received, so I kind of know what I haven't received.
Yeah.
You know which one I've supported and I forgot about and I never got was there was this guy we saw at the con before, at least I think it was Heroes.
Okay.
But he does those like Roaring 20 female gangster books.
Oh yeah. Those at
And
C2 issued.
he draws really nice.
Yeah, he
And
does.
I supported his Kickstarter and I didn't get shit for that. And it's going on like 4 years. I'm like, holy shit.
Did it come out?
I don't think so.
All right.
If I remembered what it was called, I'd go look.
Yeah, I don't remember what that was.
I remember Nick said something about him, and then I went by his table,
Oh, that's right. I
and I
remember.
like
Yeah.
it was Nick Wetmore, and I went by his
Yeah.
table, and I was like, "Oh, this is pretty cool," and I was like, "Oh, I gotta go support this Kickstarter," and then it was one of those duds.
That's weird though, because I know that guy's still active and doing stuff, so I'm surprised that like he didn't fade away. So I'm surprised that he hasn't brought it out yet,
Yeah,
but maybe
he's a teacher, I know
it's
that.
just taking a while.
And he makes excuses like, "Well, I have a lot of teaching to do." So.
Well, I mean, there's several other Kickstarters that I'm still waiting for, so.
Yeah, I guess there's a couple I haven't even received when I started Kickstarters. So it's one of those things.
Like that one, the Drew Moss book is taking 6 years,
Ever, yeah.
10 years maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna ever do one of his again. I love Drew. I just don't think he has the priorities in sync with me.
He needs to wait until he's further along, I think, to do his Kickstarter.
Well, his stuff is like, well, I'm currently working for Dynamite, so that's a schedule.
Right.
I'm gonna put my stuff on the back burner. But we've given you money like way in advance, you know? So it's like,
Right, our money came before their money.
yeah. So it's like, I don't, that's when I start to say, I ain't gonna do that again. Like I learn my lessons with the people, even if I love them.
Right. Yeah.
Which
The
ones
people who
to,
have burned their bridges or whatever.
yeah, unless it's a Jungle Girl book, then I can't help myself, but. Yeah, I've been getting at least one Kickstarter a week
Ooh.
lately. The
I've
last one
slowed
I
down on my
got was
Kickstarters.
Justin Gray's Billy the Kit.
Okay, I don't think I got that one. I did get his
Yeah.
latest one, though.
I get all of his stuff. And then I always do the Palmiotti Kickstarters with him, and I usually get the $60 or $70 tier to get the Amanda cover, Naughty cover. But
Okay.
and then Marcel, I always do his. And those usually are on time. His latest sci-fi magazine looks really cool. I like it.
Yeah, I don't
Volume
think I
2 is
picked
supposed to
that
be
one
coming
up.
out.
Yeah. Is that comic book size?
No, it's magazine.
Okay.
It's a sci-fi anthology, kind of like Creeps.
Yeah. Or magazine size.
Yeah, black and white.
I might have to pick up. Sometimes I like to wait until they've got a, if it's an ongoing type thing, waiting until there's like a few issues and then just getting them all in one go.
Well, that's what's nice about his, usually. The one thing that I like about his Kickstarters is if he has issue three, he'll offer one with you can get one, two, and three.
Right.
And then there was, man, what did I read recently? And I'm like, I God, I love this Kickstarter. What was it? I'm gonna try to find it. Blood and Bullets.
Okay.
I this one was really good. It's like a Western supernatural
Well, that sounds
where
good.
she's like a badass gunfighter, and she comes back to visit her brother who's married to a Native American woman, and the town always gives her like racial shit. But she's not the mother of the two kids he has. He must have lost his wife to disease or something. And three vampires move by a saloon, like right next to her friend's saloon, and they kill her brother. And now it's like revenge. And I like, well, who's this guy? I want to go get it. And then he put out a new Kickstarter, and I'm like, because this guy is from. I can't remember if he's from Santa Fe or if he's from Denver, but he was from somewhere that, is close to me. And I was like, I want to support this guy. And then he put out a new one, and I wanted to get it, but he has no way to get number one. So it's like I passed up on it, and I sent him a tweet, never tweeted back. So I passed up on his second one, but I'll look definitely for this Blood and Bullets for sure. I liked it a lot. Just like Devil Bitch. Devil Bitch is so cool because it's like about possession. So like if you're into the Conjuring and stuff, it's about this couple that goes to this woman to get help from their possession. They're both possessed in the house that they're in, and she turns out that she's fucking the devil. Like she is doesn't look like a good person, but she does things to help other people, which is very weird. But I like Devil Bitch. It was really good. And the art was really nice. Like Everett
Much of
Hartso.
him doing his art.
It was Dan Wilder, I think, that does the art.
Okay.
And the cover I got wasn't even solicited, but I went back to the Kickstarter to claim it. And I like mine more. Like, I don't know if he changed the cover because I didn't see it as an option, but I liked it. Yeah, Devil Bitch. The thing I don't like about God, I gotta finish lettering my comic. I gotta do that. I gotta get it out. If anything, for Zach, so he could at least have people look at his work. It's one thing to have. Lazy ass me, where I'm all responsible, but I should get
Yeah,
it out
someone
for
else.
him too. Yeah.
Yeah, I know I need to do that as well.
So I should just make it a point to like sample letter my page like one a week or something like that, so I can send it to a real letter then go from there.
You could do that. Yeah, that no. I need to figure out the cover and the inside cover and inside back cover and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then I was just looking at Comixology and I saw somebody had a liquor. And I'm like, God damn, they've been listening to Geek Brunch.
There's a, it's not a liquor, it's lick it or something like that.
It's like licking, it's not the liquor, but he's in costume and there's a girl with her panties like there and he's
Yeah,
like,
it's the naughty version of of the liquor.
it's the liquor that I was proposing.
It is. It's your version of the liquor.
It's the boundless version.
It's the way I could have gone with the liquor, but I didn't.
Yeah. And I already got my new previews, but I figured you haven't yet.
I have not. I won't get that
There's a lot
till
of good stuff.
next
There's a lot
time.
of companies that are popping up now. I don't know what's going on.
I wonder why that is. That's maybe COVID gave people the time to finally go forward with their plans that they've been
Well, that one guy from
postponing.
Sit Comics is putting all his stuff out, it looks like, in binge books. Because he's going to have the blue Patriot or whatever, the one that I liked a lot, with the Ron Frenz art in the
Okay.
next
Oh,
previews.
those are the ones that were exclusive to a store or whatever,
Yeah.
or something like that. Or no, or those the ones that were hard to get.
Those were the ones that were hard to get because the store had, you
Had to
can't
request, had
request
to,
it.
the
The
store had to
store
order
had to
directly from
request
the
it.
company. Yeah.
And most shops are like, I don't want to order this shit. It's not gonna sell. And
Yeah.
oh, I could buy one copy, but he's not interested in selling one copy, or he'd sell it individually to people.
Right, the amount of effort it takes to just go through the ordering process isn't worth the money he's going to make off
Yeah.
of selling one issue.
That's right.
So now they're coming through previews. Yeah, I'll pick those up. Just 'cause you recommended them.
Well, I like them. I don't know if you'll like them. That was
They were a good deal though, that's for sure.
Tom DeFalco. Well, I think you'll like the Archie one for sure, 'cause that's in your wheelhouse. The Bloodsuckers. That is like more of an adult themed Archie
Okay.
scenario
Oh
with Archie type
That looked
art.
really, yeah, that looked really good.
The other stuff falls into my wheelhouse because, like, my Thor is the Tom DeFalco, Ron Frenz. So I love them when they team up, like for Spider-Girl and stuff. They're just
Yeah.
sensibilities and storytelling and the way he draws, like Kirby layouts. I just love Frenz. So, but it is superhero. Like, it's more in a wheelhouse that you don't stick to unless it's Savage Dragon or Spawn. Or Radiant Black. You should be sticking to that one because I had told you it was so good.
I did order the trade of that.
All right. So, do you want to jump into some of our reads? Oh, I did find Hybrids. That son of a elusive
Oh, you
bitch.
found
Well, I spent a lot of time in the storage unit looking for it, and I wasn't even looking for it for the show. I was just like, it bothers me that I couldn't find it.
Oh, that it's out there
Like,
somewhere and you
why
don't
is
know
it
where.
breaking all my storage, paradigms? And
Right, the
I knew,
system,
well, I
yeah, where
knew,
the system falls apart.
well, I knew it was fucked up because of. It was they shipped all five issues together, so it was already in a fucked up. I knew it was going to be in one box.
Right.
I just
Yeah,
had to
you.
find the box, and the problem is I usually stack A to Z vertical, and I had two boxes in this one column with Z book, like S through Z. And Storm King is an S, so I found the one, row that had it, and it didn't have what I was looking for, and assumed that there wasn't another in that, column, and there was another one. So I found it. I started reading it. It's pretty good. I like the art, and I like the three characters that are in there, the hybrids.
Yeah, that was a good story. It was quite enjoyable. And
Pirate.
I was gonna say those John Carpenter books are hard to figure out where to file because you could do it under J for John Carpenter. You could do it, and even the Tales of Sci-Fi, you could put it under T for Tales of Sci-Fi, or you could put it under the actual title of the comics. So I was like,
Well, I don't have a hard time, like,
those are hard.
because I file by company. So, like, Storm King's like right after Sourcepoint Press.
Okay.
Like, I usually go Scout. If I could find Scout, then I know it's Sourcepoint Press is next, and then I know that Storm King is next. And I usually
Right.
get all of Storm King. And then followed by Storm King is usually Titan, and then Valiant, and then Vault. Like I know the pattern in the Zine scope, and I usually go that way. Is if I could find the Z box, I or the S box, I know I'm gonna have my
Yeah, it's in
Storm,
there.
my Storm King in there. I just could not find it because I broke my paradigm for some reason. I don't know why, but I did. And I found it, and I brought it back.
Misfiled.
I brought it back, and I started reading it because I almost forgot about Black Friday,
Oh, yeah.
because I had one in the storage locker and one here, so I had to go grab number two because number three just came out, and I was there anyway, and I had to go get paper towels because I keep those in the storage locker too, and I just stayed there. I was persistent. I almost gave up. I almost said, fuck it. I'll wait. Because Barb was waiting in the car. And I almost just said, fuck it. But I was like, I'm going to check one more thing. And I just started pulling out boxes in that first column. And I was like, oh shit, there's two of them. And now I'm going to read it this weekend because I was reading that before we came on. I was reading Hybrids.
Yeah.
I like the artist too. He's pretty solid. It has like this Omega Man feel to it. I like it.
Yeah, with all the
I think the
pictures
way
and
he drew the one character, 'cause there's like the lizard lady, there's the big, I don't know, Broly tiger looking guy, and then there's this cat like creature. If you look at the cat like lady and you just look at the facial features, it looks a lot like Wheezy. I mean, I don't know if he did that on
Or if he
purpose.
modeled it after
No, but like
her.
if you see her face, like it looks like the same bone structure and the way she looks, like her eyes and stuff. It's pretty neat.
I didn't
Well,
notice
I
that.
know that Wheezy was the model for Bernie Wrightson's Swamp Thing cover.
Yeah, she's on the cover of
Yeah.
the Tales of whatever it is.
House of Mystery.
Yeah, that's it. Tales of the House of Mystery. Famously.
But
Didn't
where do
notice her in the cat, though.
it I might be just I Wheezy's one of the people at cons that I always recognize. She's so friendly and stuff. She has this like certain facial feature and expression that I noticed, just like Len Wein. Like there's something about Len Wein's smile that I find very addictive. Like I this guy seemed like a happy dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's like on drugs or what, and why he's so happy, but I've seen Len Wein on like multiple occasions, and that guy's always like smiling, man.
Well, maybe he just
I've
loves
seen him
being
at
at
San Diego Comic-Con, and
cons.
like I remember, what was his name? Scott Shaw called him out in the audience, and he's like, "We have the creator of Wolverine here," because it was a drink and draw, not a drink and draw, but one of those drawing co quick draw competitions between Jim Lee, Sergio, Scott Shaw, and Kyle Baker. I mean that whole list is awesome, right?
Yeah,
I
it's a
mean to have in
power
one
panel,
room,
yeah.
yeah. And I was like, who's the oddball out here? Well, it's Jim Lee, but I give he really stood out because I never thought of Jim Lee as fast or quick-witted, like with humor. And he was really trying to compete with like those guys, which have a
Yeah,
very
that's their wheelhouse.
stylistic humor
Yeah.
style,
Yeah.
and he held his own, man. He held his own, and he did it fast too. So I was like, wow. Nobody was as fast. I mean, as soon as somebody touched pencil to paper, Sergio already had a whole page done.
Yeah, he's something else.
Yeah, he left them all in the dust, and then he just keep on adding stuff to let them catch up, like in his like Mad Magazine style, where there's like 1,000
Oh,
characters
he
in
draws
there.
stuff around the borders and
Yeah,
stuff.
around the borders, you know, some characters farting in the background or something. It's like, I was just thinking about that. I didn't think about it at the time because I wasn't real into commissions or something, but God dang, they could have auctioned out these pieces, and they didn't at the time. But I can't imagine, you know, having any of those guys' sketches from that quick draw would have been awesome.
Yeah. Their problem usually, like, were they just drawing on like big pads of paper, like the cheap
No,
paper?
they were drawing on they yeah they were drawing on paper. And they had them on those screens where they could like display them on the big screen.
Oh, okay. So they're projecting.
They were projecting it, yeah.
That's better. 'Cause I've been at ones in the past where they're just drawing on those big easels with the big sheets of cheap paper.
Yeah.
And that's always a waste. I'm like, oh, if they were drawing on nice paper, that'd be worth keeping.
Well,
I wonder if
even
they
the what.
sold them afterwards, like
Even
at their
well,
table or
they could
something.
have, like, Sergio's pieces were amazing, and just even the Jim Lee ones, because one of the themes they like Scott Shaw would throw out like a crazy theme, like what was your most embarrassing moment in a convention, and like Jim Lee drew him like standing on a toilet and a fan like underneath the stall is like with a marker for a
Trying to get
signature.
an interview or a, yeah, autograph.
As he's taking a shit, so he's like, but yeah, that would have been a cool piece to have, you know, good
That'd be fun.
conversation.
Yeah, have it on your wall. Like, what is this? Oh, the Jim Lee original.
Yeah.
Jim Lee taking a shit.
Yeah, how do you, that's pretty cool. How many people could say that?
Right. That's a one of a kind.
All right, so you want to get started? What do you want to do first?
What do we got? Let's
We
see.
got motherfuckers.
Oh, I forgot about that. Where is
You didn't
that?
read it?
I did read it. I just have to find the comic.
This one, I had no idea what I was getting into.
Me neither. Other than we noticed it in previews. And if it wasn't a Behemoth book, I probably wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah, well,
Oh, where is it?
I
Good luck
looked at
finding it.
the, I wanted to understand it more, so I went and read the NDCs and the licensing, and it says that Motherfuckers and Dark Meat City have a copyright of 2006, so it could explain why,
Oh, it's pretty old.
yeah, why this was already
Oh,
a
there it is.
Netflix. This was already a Netflix property.
Yeah, I made it to Netflix before the comic came out.
Haven't seen it yet. I wanted to see it before we
Me
recorded this,
neither. I
but
forgot about it. Is a nice thick issue.
it's thick, it's dense, it takes a while to read. It's weird. I don't know how to describe it. It's very unusual. It seems very embedded in Los Angeles Hispanic culture,
Yes, very much so.
because he even puts the he's a pizza delivery guy,
Yeah,
and
the main character.
he even puts the Saint Mary on the sticker he puts on the scooter before he goes, you know, delivering the pizzas, because the scooter's not his. And he puts the sticker. You can even hear the special effect squish as he's peeling the sticker on onto the scooter. His boss has a shotgun, and he's like, "Hurry up, you know, get out of here," because he has to deliver the pizza on time, and he was already late. And then he sees a hot mama on the street, and gets into a
Gets
car accident,
distracted, yeah.
totals the bike. And then he just goes off, and he doesn't go to the doctor until many days later. But it's weird. He's got like pet roaches, and
And his roommate's like a flaming
Like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, skeleton head guy. And
Well,
the main character, he has like a cannonball looking head.
I find it very weird because he draws the main characters like cartoons, like characters, and the rest of them look like they could be in a comic book, like the gang members
Yeah,
and the
they're all
boss, and
human, yeah.
these ones don't even look human.
No, and then there's that one like fox guy.
Yeah.
He's your
He's like
friend.
the buddy that they don't want to hang out with.
Yeah.
This is kind of like the two guys in Superbad that are best friends, and then they have Fogel show up every now and then and they treat him like dirt.
Trying to get rid of him, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of liked it. I thought the last chapter was weird because it was all color and then it went black and white. I didn't understand why it switched.
Yeah, it went to black, white, and was it black, white, and red?
Yeah, I didn't understand it. Like, why did you do that? I
Let me
didn't get
find my,
it.
trying to find my notes. Where are my notes? I need to. Yeah, that was strange when it switched over. But I think this is like two issues in one. That's what it seems like to me. Although I guess I don't know what the original presentation of this was. Well, you can tell by the size of the page that it was the European format.
It sure looks like it.
So this probably came out in a couple different volumes.
I'm not a fan when they
Shrink it down.
shrink it down, yeah, 'cause the letters, as I got older, the letters are harder to read.
Yes, as an old man, I would prefer it to be bigger as well.
Yeah, the fonts get really small.
Yeah, because this has three parts to it.
And there's usually huge borders on the top and the bottom.
And then there's the whole thing about like he can see like he sees like shadows moving.
But I think that was his concussion, but it's almost like his power because it's like that movie with Roddy Piper. What's that called? They Live, or what is it?
Yeah, they live.
They Live. It's because like with Shades, they could see that these aliens existed. Well, in this one, he gets hit by a car and he starts seeing like shadows, and they all have like Batman. He's like, there's shadows and they all look like they have
Like a Batman
Batman
shadows, yeah.
ears. And he's like, what's going on? So the secret organization is like, he goes to the doctor and the doctor's like, wow, he sees this stuff. And then that organization at the end sends like people to the hotel to kill these guys, you know? And then he uses the roaches, like they're eating this
Yeah.
like god awful pizza, and I don't know if you paid attention to what's on that pizza, but it looks like there's like fish bones and like
Yeah.
tomatoes and just all kinds of weird stuff, man. It looks like an awful piece of pizza, and he like throws it on that guy's face, and all his pet roaches just
Yeah, the roaches attack
attack
it,
that
yeah.
guy.
And
And they
then
look
yeah, then
look
it changed to black and white and it's like an action scene.
Yeah. They love
Where
to watch wrestling too.
yeah, that's interspersed. It actually even opens kind of with wrestling, and then it comes back to wrestling.
I
Has
like the I
luchadors.
like the wrestling match because there's that weird dude with the huge mallet and that guy's like running towards him. He just clocks him in the
Just
head and
hits him with the
takes him out.
mallet. Yeah, this was it was very interesting. It's very well done. It definitely I think shows its manga influences.
Yeah.
And it's definitely tied to even like the back it says how it's kind of a parallel to LA.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see the animated
Cartoon,
version
yeah.
of it, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna watch one just to see what it's like. Like I started watching the He-Man because of all the negative hype. That's what actually led me to it. I'm like, how bad can this be? And because it was getting slammed, and I had just what happened that day? Oh, we had I had to stay home for something. I think a water heater or something. And because the gas igniter piece in the front, it wouldn't stay keep the gas lit, so some guy had to replace it, and
So
that
you had to
took
go
almost all
just
day. I had
replace,
I wanted to go back to work, and it's supposed to be from the hours of like 9 to 11 or something like that, and the guy finished at 3, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm not going back to work.
We had that part replaced on our furnace a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well,
Or not furnace, on the water
this guy
heater.
was the nicest guy, but he wasn't very smart in terms of his time because he got here, he diagnosed it. He told me something like, "Oh, you got this brand. I had two other people fail with this," and then he says, "I have to get the part." So then he spent time on the phone trying to figure out if they had the part, and then he found the part and said, "Well, I'm going to go pick up the part. It's about 20 minutes away, and then I have to get back, so that's 40 minutes, plus I want to get some lunch." And I'm like, okay, I didn't know he was going to take an hour lunch, and then plus the 40 minutes to get there. And then he could have drained the water. He then told me I need to drain the water heater, and I'm like, well, why couldn't you have drained the water heater while you were
Yeah,
gone,
while you're gone.
and then you just replaced the part?
Yeah.
And it lasted forever. It
It's
took
like maybe to waste
forever.
another hour draining it.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going with that story. Oh, I know where I was going with it. I was at home, and I watched The Talk. That show's changed a lot. It used to be an all women, show. I know they kicked Sharon Osbourne off recently because of some remarks she made, but it had two dudes on there, and one was like Sugar Ray, Mark McGraw from it's Gras. I got corrected. Well,
Don't really care.
actually, I don't know. There's a Canadian that used to listen to DC Noise or whatever, and I used to call him Mark McGrath, and he said it's McGraw. And I'm like, okay, so I call everybody, it's spelled the same. So when the singer came on, I called him Mark McGraw because that guy corrected me. Chase it.
Just call him the Sugar Ray dude. That's fine.
The Sugar Ray dude. He was on there, and they're talking to Kevin Smith, and he was all hyped up, and he got me hyped up on the cartoon. And then I went to the Harley. Where is she? We have a cat that Barb doesn't like. It comes in our yard and chases all the birds away. Yeah. And it has like a leash on it, like, so we don't know whose cat it is, but he loves to shit in our yard and come hunt birds. But anyway, Kevin Smith was on there, and he was talking about the cartoon, and he said, I think Kevin Smith's roughly, I think he's a little bit younger than me. I
Yeah,
think.
I think he's
Slightly, but roughly the same. So he was sort of
yeah.
growing out of cartoons around the time that He-Man came on, but he watched them, and he was like, when he was watching the cartoon, he felt like it had no consequences. Like, people didn't die, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, those cartoons
And
really did have
he wanted to
consequences.
have some consequences. But anyway, there's this community that trashes things that, oh, you have a strong female. Oh God, oh, the world's ending. Oh, why is this cartoon featuring Teela? And the main gripe is, in the first episode, they sort of kill off He-Man. But the story, you got to remember, the the title is not called He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. It's called
Right.
Masters of the Universe. And it kind of disposes away with Skeletor and He-Man.
Okay.
And then Teela becomes disenfranchised because she was lied to. She didn't know that Adam was He-Man. And she forms an alliance with her enemy, Evil Lyn, and they go on this journey to sort of bring back magic, which they think Eternia is going to die now that magic has been gone. That's how He-Man died. And they need to bring back it, and it turns out to be like pretty good story. Like I'm enjoying it. So, but in all
That sounds pretty
fairness,
good.
I did not watch the original
Right. So
cartoon.
your expectations are different than
Yeah, so I,
Dark
but
Knight or anything.
I have watched the cartoon fairly recently, and I'm like, oh God, I can't sit through this. This is horrible. The original, right? I try to do
It's
that with
hard watching some of
Transformers.
those. Yeah, it's hard watching some of those 80s
When
cartoons
you
if you don't have the
exactly, when you
nostalgia.
weren't like watching them when they were coming out, right? So it's like, oh my God. So this new one I really like, but I like Kevin Smith's sensibilities too, so
Yeah. And I'm sure that when he wrote this, he knew he was going to piss off a lot of people. Like it can't be a surprise to him that this turned off a lot of people, but he's probably like, I have a di different story I want to tell in this
yeah,
world,
oh, that's
so.
what Rob Liefeld was talking to about when he met Quentin Tarantino at like a Hollywood place, and he went up to Quentin Tarantino and they started talking. He goes, "I'm Rob Liefeld. I've created Deadpool." And he goes, "Yeah, I know how I know you created comics. I read comics." And he goes, "I like comics. I want to write my own comic," Tarantino said. But he said, "There's no way in hell you'd ever see me doing Deadpool, Superman, or Batman. I'll create my own comic." And he goes, and Rob asked him why. And he goes, "'Cause then you have all these fanboys saying, 'Well, that's not my Superman. That's not my He-Man.'"
Right.
But they can't say that if it's my own creation. So.
That is true. But for something like He-Man, it's like no one was doing anything with the property, so why not do something with it, you know? I mean, like
Yeah.
doing something with Superman's different because there's something being done with him, but to take a character that no one's done anything with in a long time, at least as
Yeah.
far as I'm aware.
Rob's podcasts have been his latest topics have been really good. They're called Comic Book Rivalries. And like I wasn't aware of the rivalry between Michael Turner and Top Cow. That was hidden to me. I didn't know the lawsuits that went on,
I
and
didn't either.
that was fascinating. And how it actually helped his career, because the way he does it is he shows like what they created afterwards, and he like blew up because of Superman or ba Superman Batman, when he started to do covers and art for DC because he couldn't draw his own characters because Top Cow and him were fighting over him, but so he couldn't start Aspen, so
Oh,
like,
so he was trying to
yeah, he was
get
trying to
ownership of
leave,
his characters.
he was trying to leave Top Cow and create his own imprint, because he was homegrown. In other words, he Silvestri took him under his wing, hired him as an artist, and he blew up because if you remember, he did Witchblade, and then he did Fathom, and he like had the top sellers for he was like the biggest artist. Like this is when you had the new generation of artists coming out. Like you had Travis Charest and
Right, it's like the second
Wildcats, the second
generation
generation
under
that was
Image,
blowing
yeah.
up. You had Rob Liefeld, had Steven Platt, doing Prophet. And you had Jim Lee had hired Campbell to do Gen 13. So they had like this new, Michael Turner, all these big artists that were coming like second gen, taking popularity. But anyway, it makes for an interesting
Yeah, that would be a good one
podcast.
to
Like
listen to,
he's got 3 episodes, and he almost got into that era where like I really wanted to learn about like the Avatar, because he started talking about the Alan Moore thing, which was
Oh, yeah.
very interesting to me, because he started talking about Alan Moore versus DC, and how he started to work with Alan Moore. And that was very fascinating. Like I was like, I'm so interested. And then how Alan Moore left him. Like Alan Moore got the gig with what was it called? It wasn't DC, but Wildstorm, to do like Tom Strong and Promethea and
Oh,
Doc
yeah,
Ten.
America's Best or whatever.
Yeah, he got that gig. Well, he left Rob, and but he said, Rob, I'll have my neighbor Stephen Moore do this comic book under my supervision. And Rob's like, "Well, I don't want to pay this guy Alan Moore rates, which were the
Yeah.
highest, by the way, which Rob said were the highest in the industry at the time, for
Don't doubt
somebody
it.
that's not Alan Moore." So he kind of like left. He left Awesome and stuff because of that. Supreme, you know, because Supreme was selling well. He wanted to keep doing it with Alan Moore, but he just got that other gig, and then DC bought Jim Lee's America's Best, and they lied to him. They kind of said, "Well, we'll firewall you from DC," and then he had put something in the comic book that had a like this mockery thing with Marvel in it, like, and Paul Levitt says, "We're you got to drop that off the page." And that's when Alan Moore said, "Fuck this. I thought there was a firewall. What the fuck is DC doing in my business?"
Yeah.
So, but the thing that Rob is doing good, and I don't know if he does all the research, or if some of his friends do all the research and then give it to him, but he starts pulling stuff out of like, you know, all the fanzines and the, you know, quotes and stuff, and it's so good. He's hitting like some areas that I've never heard, you know. I'm really digging it.
Yeah, it's cool, especially it's stuff that was going on when we were into comics and it was just behind the scenes, so we didn't know
Yeah, I
about.
was so behind the scenes, I didn't care. Like I was reading Superman, Batman at the time, and
Yeah, but you were interested because we
I
were
had
consuming the
Fathom.
products, you know,
Yeah.
at the time.
Yeah, it's
So
cool
it
stuff.
means something to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to listen to those. I
I
haven't
don't know why I
fallen
went
off
down that
his.
path. Oh, 'cause of He-Man. See, I'm like a running tangent. Like it all started because of Kevin Smith. So I watched most of it. I think it's only 5, 6 episodes, and I've watched 3 of them so far, but I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm the same as you because we're about the same age, where I was never we aged out of He-Man, so it's not part of my the nostalgia.
It's not part of mine, but I'm gaining an appreciation for it,
Appreciation
because
for it.
I'm reading like Image He-Man and DC He-Man, and I've picked up a few Star comics that were He-Man, and I've been reading those. So it's like my G.I. Joe fascination, you know. I missed it, and now I want it, you know. So
Right. But you're
my
coming
teenage.
into it from the comics, not from the shows
Sure,
themselves.
sure. And same with Ninja Turtles. I was telling you, like I before like 5 years ago, I didn't have any original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. None of that black and white stuff. I might have had some of the Mirage second volume, but none of that original stuff. And now I almost have a full run with the exception of the first five. You know, so I've come a long way in terms of licensed properties. Like G.I. Joe is one of my favorite reads now. I'm like reading 90s G.I. Joe, like after its popularity in the 100s, but I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah, well, I think that's an interesting case just because it went on for so long.
Yeah, I
And
finally.
it was all Hama, right?
Not all. Almost everything. I'd say 99%. But I just ran into an issue.
So they're fill-in issues or something
Well, I just ran
along
an
the
issue
way.
where he did not write. It was Herb Trempe did the art and the writing on this particular issue that I'm reading right now. Like I started it.
And is it in continuity or is it like a one-off
It seems like
story?
it's in continuity, but kind of like a one-off because it's not like fitting into the. They're
Main
off on a.
storyline.
Yeah, it's fitting into the time period because you still have
Right.
like the same unit, like Ninja Force, going to do something, but it doesn't feel like it's in the story. Like they're off doing something else.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And I didn't know that
Interesting.
happened. Like I thought Hama scripted it all, and I was like,
Yeah.
"Wow, what did this?" I was reading it, and I was like, "This feels different. Why does it feel different?" I went and looked at the credits, and I was like, "Holy crap, it's not Hama."
Yeah, and I had no idea that it ran for that many issues. Like, if you asked me how many issues the Marvel G.I. Joe ran, I would say like maybe like 30 or 40,
Yeah, I
not
think it's like. I think
155.
it's yeah, 154.
That's crazy.
And I didn't come into G.I. Joe until IDW, and I never went back, but now I want to go back. Like I'm vested in it. I saw the death of Cool Breeze. I want more.
I don't know if I own any of those early G.I. Joes. My brother was into it
Same
back
here,
then.
same here. My brother gave me all his early copies, though, so.
Oh, maybe I should do that. Hey, brother.
Yeah, you don't want those comics, do you?
Those G.I. Joes. No one likes those.
They're just in sitting in storage. Could I have them? Actually, they're hard to get. Reed, who's been a listener of Geek Brunch since we first aired, but he's already found five G.I. Joes for me and sent them to me. He's
Like from his personal collection or
no, he's well, I
in the
think
wild?
two of them were from his personal collection. Three of them he found in like a dollar bin at his store and sent
Yeah, I
them to
think you could
me.
probably get lucky on some of the G.I. Joes.
I just found like if you go to my comic shop or any of those places, they either don't have them or they're like $30 each. So, especially the later ones. I can
Yeah.
get the earlier ones. It's the later ones, like after 100, I'm having a hard time finding.
Yeah, that makes sense because the print runs were probably much lower than
Yeah.
when it got near the end.
Yeah, so Reed sent me a stack of comics and he had sent me like a couple of years ago when I was buying runs from him. He sent me Sprocket Man, which is a safety comic book about how to ride bikes and stuff.
Okay.
And he found the ash can for it and sent it to me this time. So it's like I got Sprocket Man, and then I got a comic book I've never heard
Wow.
of. He sent me a comic book called Zeno's Arrow
Oh
from
yeah.
Cup of Tea Studios. This
I'm familiar
is
with
he
that.
sent me 1 through 5 and number 8. And then he sent me something else, but I can't find it right now.
Well, let me see what I have of Zeno's Arrow. Do I have any? Don't doesn't look like a is XENO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any of that. I'm
Zeno's
familiar with it
Arrow.
though. Yeah.
It looks like it's in your alley 'cause it's like
Yeah, that was one of the black and white.
metamorphic
Yeah.
animal characters, black and white
Yeah, it was part of that boom.
hybrids. This one looks like a sci-fi. It looks like it's drawn by somebody that I could draw it because they're sort of like characters that are.
Cartoony.
Yeah, they're well. I hate that term cartoony, but they sort of have like that style that you'd always see. Like, do you want to become an artist? Draw this turtle, you know,
No.
and send it to us. Do you remember those old ads? And there were very simple lines, like not many lines. And I'm like, well, I could draw this turtle, but I'm no artist. That's kind of the art style.
I'd be interested. You should read it. I'd be
Yeah.
interested to see if it's any good or not.
I thumbed through it a little bit. But Motherfuckers, I want to check out on Netflix.
Yeah, so do I. I'd like to. It's probably pretty good because there's a lot of action in this book, and there's a lot going on in this book, like in the backgrounds and stuff. And it's like the whole city's kind of alive as they're walking through the story. It's not just some guy walking down the street. There's like crazy stuff going on all over the place. So
Yep.
it's probably a very visually dynamic show to watch.
That's Motherfuckers from
But I guess if you call it
Hemus.
motherfuckers, it needs to be way over the top. You
Yeah.
can't bring out something called motherfuckers and have it be two people talking in a cafe. Kind of lots of explosions and roaches and luchadors and
Pizza and
buildings blowing up. Yeah. Pizzas with bones on
Yeah.
them.
It's weird 'cause he has like those roaches trained. It's like he
Yeah, pet
feeds those
roaches. Yeah,
roaches,
feeds his
man.
roaches when he gets home. They listen to him.
Yeah. He like threw that pizza. He knew where to plant that pizza on those guys that were coming to shoot up their home. So that was Motherfuckers. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I did as well.
There are pieces of it that took me a while to get into, like but once I sort of started to feel what was the book was about, I liked it more. I started to get the I feel the humor as I continued to read it.
Yeah, there was a lot of humor, that's for sure. It's a comedy.
Speaking of Rob Liefeld, we covered The Shield.
Yeah, the shield one shot.
I don't think it was meant to be a one shot.
It is now. This is.
I don't think that there's going to be anything else following it, 'cause Archie's already a mess, and I don't know who they'd get.
Oh, to do it,
Th this
yeah.
was probably a pretty good seller 'cause I know a lot of people that wanted to see this. They were either fans of the Mighty Crusaders or they were fans of Rob, and they wanted to see this, and then it's just not going to come out again, but they bought multiple covers. I know I bought every single one that was available. And
And
it
this
was
was.
cool to see him draw like the comet, the jaguar, you know, shield, the hood. There's a splash panel with all of
Common.
them.
Yeah, with all of them. And the one thing I'll say, I would say probably at least half the pages are splash pages in this comic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of splash pages, which is good if you like Rob Liefeld
Well, there's a couple that even have his signature on the page. Like they're a cover. And I don't know if that was intentionally or if that was Archie trying to put together and complete the story. Do you know what I mean? 'Cause I don't know how far along he was.
Oh, you mean they just use that image
Yeah, like
as the
there
page
might have been a
because.
cover image and they're like, "Okay, we need to finish this or make it more of a story," and he didn't
And
do all of
they
them, but we
flop
have
that
all these
one in.
cover images. We'll plop this cover image in.
I was wondering, yeah, because there's the one and it says Liefeld and Valencia. And Valencia isn't even listed in the credits anywhere.
Yeah.
So that might have been the colorist, I guess,
Well,
on the variant cover or whatever it was supposed to be.
Well, I think the first page was a potential cover they threw in there. And it even has like the Rob Liefeld signature, like it was meant to be a cover.
Yeah.
And then if you turn to there is that used two-page spread of him punching somebody. But that one that you mentioned with the Liefeld Valencia, that looks like a cover, and they just dropped it in here.
They just used it. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I was wondering about that. It was noticeable. I'm reading. I'm like, why do they have the credit, the name of the, not just the artist, but also the color?
The inker. Well, they did that on the first page, too. So
yeah, I didn't
that's
that.
Where I'm like, okay, maybe they didn't have enough pages. And they needed to like make it more comprehensible. And,
yeah, they probably had the script for it. They just didn't have the art, so they're like, "We need something to plop in there."
Yeah.
Yeah, that would explain the heavy use of splash pages throughout.
And the signature pages.
Yeah. Interesting.
So this is like three generations of S.H.I.E.L.D. characters, including the female that they introduced in the Dark Circle. And he does have Lancelot Strong in here. I remember Lancelot Strong. There are a couple of obscure ones that people might not know. Fly Girl, yes, you know, there was the Fly and the Fly Girl. Mm-hmm. Captain Commando, I don't remember seeing too much of him. Jaguar had his own comic. Black Hood had his own comic. Comet looks totally different, but had his own comic. Fox did too. Lancelot Strong did too, but not. He looks so much like the Shield that it's hard to differentiate him from the Shield. And it has the female Shield, and she's trying to take down the original Shield. Not the old one, but the one that followed him.
Right.
And there's a couple of poses that look weird. Like when he's sitting in that chair, it just looks weird.
Yeah, the
sitting in that concrete
legs
chair.
Weird.
Yeah.
They're too thin or something, too small.
There's something with his legs that look off.
Yeah. But you got some good, nice pages, though. Like the one where he's dropping down, punching the bad guy in the face is cool. I like that one.
Yeah, that one's a really nice one. I like the layout of when he has all the members of the Crusaders there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always appreciate it when they have a page where they just have the characters' names and posing.
And he's got some good fight scenes with, you know, how those military commandos are coming in to try to take his armor from him.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good, like, there's a cool headbutt scene where S.H.I.E.L.D. headbutts that guy, and you can see all, like, his glass shielding just fall apart, and he punches that one guy on the face and loses the glass shielding. And yeah, I like this, but I don't think we'll ever see this because this seems like we're in like a multiverse of different Earths in this storyline, and she feels that Joe Higgins is going to be a danger to their world, or to all their worlds. So she says Joe Higgins must die. So all the Crusaders have to unite to go after Joe Higgins, who's the Shield, the main character in this story.
Yeah, she brought them all together to calm a temporal event that could ripple through the cosmos. And then the end? Question mark. Question mark because they didn't know. It's truly the end or not.
I think it's the end of Rob working with them, but he has like an Alan Moore type personality where he remembers things and doesn't. I don't think he'll go back. I don't understand why he was so upset because of the spoiler, but I don't think a spoiler to a franchise like Mighty Crusaders is really a spoiler. Because a lot of
No,
people
it's
just don't
not.
know about them and they're so obscure and not published regularly that it wouldn't matter to so many people. To
Right.
90% of the people, it would not matter. It's only that 10%.
Right, 'cause at least I don't know, 70% of the people are just buying it because of Rob.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't spoil them on anything unless Deadpool appears or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't. There's probably more to it than just that, but who knows? But I enjoyed this for what it was, and I enjoyed the art, so.
Yeah, same here. I gave it a 4 out of 5. Mighty. I would have continued for sure.
What did I give it? Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I said an extra point for the art. It would have been a 3 out of 5, except the art pushed it up one.
I almost gave Motherfuckers a 3 out of 5, but as I started to read it deeper, I got more into it. I can't explain it. I started to feel like I was part of this world.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5 just because it wasn't necessarily for me, but it was so well done.
Yeah.
Like the art and everything was top notch.
Well, you say it's not for you, but I think it could be for you.
Think it
You,
could be
I
for
don't
me?
think you know that yet, in my opinion.
Interesting. So I'm not aware that it's for me yet.
Well, yeah, I think if you watch the animated and you read another issue, you'll know for sure.
I should watch the show before the trade is solicited.
Yeah.
Interesting to see if it's the same story. Probably is.
It might be because of the 2006 date.
Yeah.
So the other one that you picked was Blood, Skulls, and Chrome.
Blood, Skulls, and Chrome.
This is from Second Sight.
Second Sight.
We've covered only one other issue from this publisher, Lady Freedom.
This is by Hannu Tissola, which is the writer, and a couple artists. So this is a gang book.
Motorcycle Sons of Anarchy type situation.
Yeah.
It seems they deal in heroin and weed, but heroin is the or more popular drug.
Well, no, they say meth was
Or
their
meth,
biggest.
yeah, their
Yeah, meth.
biggest meth.
Yeah, because it opens with two of the members of the gang who are. Who have another a member of
The
was he in a rival gang?
he's in the cartel.
Yeah. Oh,
They,
the cartel guy, yeah.
I guess they supply the drugs and they distribute them.
Yeah, they do the del they deliver the meth for the cartel. And they've lost their contract or whatever, so the cartel doesn't want them anymore and they're like, "Well, now what do we do?"
So they end up killing this guy and lighting him on fire. And then we get a cool sex scene at the motorcycle place where he's like, "Yeah, baby, give it to me." And he's like, and then he's like, "Beat it." And she's like,
Beat.
"What? You heard me. Beat it." I don't know if he like climaxed and just said, "Get the hell out of here,"
I'm
or
done.
if he started thinking about how his business is going down the toilet and went limp immediately. I don't know what happened there, but he threw her off and she left all upset. And this guy seems to be the leader of the gang, but not the guy. I got confused because I thought he was the guy that lit the dude on fire, and it's not him.
No, yeah.
He's the leader of the gang, and those guys work for him. And they also seem to be like enforcers. If people don't pay their bills, they come after them.
Yeah, that's probably the other another way they make their money. And then I think the leader, does he want to get out of the business?
I don't think he wants
Not
out. I
sure
think
there.
he's really upset because of what those guys did.
Yeah. Or because they lost the cartel contract.
Yeah. And they know that he killed that guy. And he's like, "What did you do?"
Yeah, once he finds that out.
And he's like, "You destroyed us. When the cartel hears what you've done, we're done." And then the sheriff finds the body of that guy they burned.
Yeah, the burned body.
So these guys are in bad shape.
They're getting it from all sides.
I like the art. I thought the story was good.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was quite good, actually. It was, yeah, the story was well told. Like you could follow it very well, and it seemed it read very realistically.
The only part that I was confused with is I thought the guy that did the burning was the same guy having sex. But then
Okay.
I realized later it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, the guy who killed him, wasn't he the bald guy?
No,
Or was it the
he had
dreadlock guy?
dreadlocks.
Okay.
He's still bearded like the leader, but he doesn't have the dreadlocks, so that's the distinguishing. They have
Yeah.
like a similar build and similar look. Other than that guy looks a little bit bigger and he's got dreadlocks. I gave it a 4 out of 5, a lot of 4 out of 5s.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 to 5. And apparently this was a Kickstarter.
How was it?
Well, 'cause I tried to look up your comic, Blood and whatever you said it was called.
Yeah. The Western one.
Yeah, and this came up, so.
Oh, try to find that on Kickstarter because that's got the N, like the apostrophe N, like blood and something.
I couldn't
Yeah,
find
you can't find it. I tried to find
it.
it and I'm like, that's a son of a bitch. That squirrel's going to town there, Barb. I should chase him. Why is the squirrel allowed to chase the birds away? Because he doesn't eat the birds. How do you know it's a girl? There could be little nuts there and you don't see them. So we have Betty Page. I've been buying a lot of covers of Betty Page.
I know you get the Betty Page covers.
Well, I've been getting in the cosplay, the cover A. And the Betty Page cover, and then sometimes I get the naughty cover. The last naughty one was funny because it had a black bar, like trying to block out the naughty bits. But all the naughty bits were shown because there were the titties, and the black bar was covering the bottom part, which she had panties on. So you think they'd be covering the top part of the breasts to show nudity, but the titties were showing.
Like in previews?
No, they have the polybagged
Oh, okay, so
version
the bag of
that's
it.
the
Yeah.
and the bag comes in and it's
So
not covering the private
for on the
parts.
shelf or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, it
That's
is. Oops.
pretty funny. Oops. Put the bar in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
That's funny. And those are Betty Page photos, right?
Yes.
The naughty ones, yeah.
This one I liked. And the more I read, because I read one and two, the more I like it, because it feels like a Scooby-Doo or Nancy Drew kind of comic. And I dug it.
Yeah, 'cause she investigates supernatural crimes.
The art was good too.
Yeah, who did this? So Stephen Mooney wrote it with art by Jethro Morales.
The Curse of the Banshee.
Curse of the Banshee. Because it opens with some dude hearing a banshee wail and getting killed. And then Betty Page gets pulled in to investigate.
Yeah, they report on superstitious type stuff, and they go and investigate. Lysa and Betty, they're like a team that go to Ireland to find out if this thing is real or not, and they meet up with Professor Dineen, who doesn't want them there, but is willing to help them because she's told she has to help them.
Right, she's more of a skeptic and doesn't believe that it's supernatural. Then they go investigate it. Oh, then they went to a bar that didn't allow women.
Yeah. And they had a bar fight, kicked these men's asses. And then they find the brother of the guy that was murdered,
Right.
and he believes that he's next to die. And he is.
Yep, and then later he is.
And Betty witnesses the banshee at the end of the story. I liked it. And I read the second one too, and it held up. I like the way the story's going. I still don't know what's real and what's not. It looks right now like the banshee's real. And I think Betty thinks it really is supernatural, but there's something really weird going on, and it gets weirder as the story goes on. But Betty and her friend go to the morgue to see the bodies, and the morgue is always losing the bodies. As more people die, those bodies are disappearing from the morgue. So they can't inspect them. So there's that mystery that's going on too.
So it's your cover up.
Yep. I've been buying the Murat Michaels cover A's and the photo cover. Sometimes they've had more than one photo cover.
Yeah, I'm sure those sell pretty well. Because those are going to sell with comic book fans and with Betty Page collectors.
Yeah, and some of these cosplay ones are really nice. Like it. What did you give this one? Is this something that you'd be interested in getting a trade for, or is it you've read it and you've been there and done this kind of mystery thing before?
Yeah, and I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Okay. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but Yeah, like you said, it's kind of run of the mill. I guess the one additional thing he has going for it is the Betty Page character, because she's kind of, I don't know, silly, not silly, but she's a
Wit,
little
witty.
goofy, yeah.
So I don't know if you read this one, but I put it in the list. It's Red Sonja, Black, White, and Red.
No, I didn't. It turns out I don't have it yet.
Oh, wow.
Has not shipped.
This one
I thought it had, but had not.
has a Mark Russell story, so I really enjoyed that one. That was my favorite.
Yeah, I like his Red Sonja stories.
And it's got three stories in it. They were
Okay.
all good. I liked them all, but his stood out as the best. So, what do we have left? Red Room?
Red Room
Ooh,
and
this is another one that has a free comic book day that has different material. I hope you got that one.
I for sure ordered that one. Whether I get it or not is another question. Yes, the murders continue in Red Room.
This book is something, I tell you. This one was hard for me because of the dog. I had a rough time through that scene. They can torture all these people, and I was more attached to the guy and his dog.
Yeah, I figured that would
So.
affect you more. Because this one, I guess in this story, the main thing is that you find out how one of the. So in this book, there's dark websites where that you can go to and pay your bitcoins to watch people get murdered. And there's, I think, did they say that there's like four different companies that are doing it,
Yeah.
running sites like this? So in this one, in the first issue, you find out how one of the places is getting their victims and not getting caught. And in this one, you find out how another one is getting victims and not getting caught.
Well, this one's more like people oriented, where the other one is sort of like they're growing them, they're breeding them,
Right.
and they
This
don't
one.
look like they don't look like people.
Well, they're in severely inbred, yeah.
Inbreds, yeah. And this one here, they take people like in severe floods, and they have a doctor that does plastic surgery to change their features. And that you
So they're
can't,
unrecognizable
yeah,
because they
unrecognizable.
use plastic surgery.
So because they're caught in floods and stuff, they're just considered missing. Like, oh,
Right,
they
they think
died during the
they're
flood.
officially dead already, yeah.
And this one was so heartbreaking because this guy loved his dog. I mean, he just loved his dog. And then I'm like, oh my God, don't do anything. I can't take it. And they're on the roof of a building, and this football player guy, he's like, oh, you're a football player. He comes to rescue them. But I don't know if he kills the dog or not because he had it in the sights, like a gun sight.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't know because I never heard a bam, or I don't know if he just left the dog on the roof of the flood.
Well, either way, it's not going to end well for the dog. I guess
Well,
there's a chance that the dog could get
I think
rescued.
the dog has more of a chance than the guy.
True. True.
Well, this guy, they take him in the helicopter to this unknown site. They have a doctor there who's being blackmailed with his family. Like,
Right, to do
they're
the
gonna kill his
procedure.
family if he doesn't do what they say. And I think his family thinks that he's dead or gone. He's been missing for a long time, and he's been working forcibly to do this, these surgeries and change their faces. And once their faces change, he turns them over to Poker Face, and he just rips them apart. I mean,
It is funny. It's like, the doctor spends all this time doing these surgeries, and then there's the recovery time, because it takes time to recover from the plastic surgery, and then once he's all healthy again, then he gets killed.
Yeah. And Poker Face like gets one of those machete blades and he like cuts a horizontal thing across his chest, right above his chest, and then he peels back the skin and all his insides just come out, and then he strangles him within the intestines. I mean, it's insane. That poor guy. It's brutal. And then they have a lot of fans doing their own covers and stuff. That's kind of neat. Did you see that, Bill?
Yeah, at the back they have
Yeah.
a gallery of fan art.
What's that? There's a Red Room 2099.
Where is that one?
It's
Oh, it's a small one.
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's like, how many pages of fan art? There's a lot. Is it telling that this is the comic that gets all the fan art?
I don't know.
Like, out of all the comics.
Some of them are really nice. I really like this Graham one, the black and white Graham. That looks awesome. That has that one mistress and poker face on it.
Poker face. Yeah, it's nice.
Nice perspective too. I like that one quite a bit. This mock-up cover that looks like a Marvel cover looks really cool too. By Robert Garin.
One's colored and everything. Yeah, that could have been a cover.
I gave this a 5 out of 5. I'm addicted to this series. I like it a lot.
Don't know if I gave it a rating. Let me look. I'm sure I gave it a 5 out of 5, though. Yeah, I'm fully committed to this world now and finding out what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know if there's just 3 issues or 4 issues, but I know the trade is solicited in the next previews. Man,
What's going on over there?
I don't know. She like comes on purposely to do that. It's like COVID over
It's
here.
because we didn't comment on it, so she just kept to keep going. She
Yeah.
just wants the attention.
She wants all the podcasting community to know she's here.
Yes, making her presence known.
I'm here.
Look at me. Look at me.
She knows that we have thousands upon thousands of listeners.
She wants that internet
Attention.
fame.
Yeah, the internet.
Internet,
Yeah.
she wants to be internet famous.
That's right. So, do we only have Black Friday left? Is that it?
I think so.
Okay.
Least that's all I read that was on our list.
Black Friday is sort of a ridiculous series. It's more ridiculous than it is scary, in my opinion. But it reads like one of those crazy B films, like that you could get away with and have a cult following, you know?
Yeah, because it's about monsters coming out from a hole in the ground in a store.
And then vanishing.
They live under the store, apparently.
So it focuses about the main guy who's Javier. He's a salesperson who got his friend Cece a job that wanted the job just because of the supernatural aspects of the Black Friday in the store. And sure enough, did she get to experience them in these two issues or three issues. It's by John Clark and Travis Williamson. I like the guy's art a lot. I thought the story was sort of humorous. You got your stereotypical personalities that work in a superstore, and I guess the manager's not well liked.
Nah, he's a jerk.
He's a jerk. And he,
Boss is a jerk.
there's a history to this thing that I don't quite understand, but corporate understands, and I don't get it. But I the part I don't get is these monsters are released every year. They slaughter a lot of people, and then all the evidence just vanishes away, and they leave gold bars behind. I don't know if those gold bars represent everybody that was killed. Like, if there were seven gold bars, then
Oh, like a gold bar for each person
each
killed?
person that sacrificed an ate, because they eat them, I think. I think they consume their entire body.
Whole body, yeah.
And they don't seem to be able to die because Javier does get a shotgun and
Yeah, he
shoots
goes
one in the
to
head.
sporting goods and gets a gun.
Yeah, and loses his friend. What I don't get, though, is how much faster are they that they survive so long? Because CeCe was even dragging ass. She was fainting a couple times. And it seemed like those other guys, like, there's the one guy that just stands there. Like, he doesn't even move a muscle with these creatures walking around. He's just like, "Hey, what are you doing here? The store. Go back.
You're
Get
not
out of the
supposed to be
store. You're
there.
not supposed to be here." And they just rip him apart. Yeah, they slaughter about four or five people.
I guess they don't move too quick. I mean, they're on
It
pretty
sounds like
wobbly
they move. It
legs.
sounds like they move fast, though. That's what I don't get. There's a reference in one or
I guess in
two
some parts, yeah.
where they said this guy is moving faster. They're moving lightning fast. They're crazy creatures that come out of the floor and just massacre everybody. And I don't like understand how this gold. I guess the gold that they leave behind, corporate crafts into rings and gives to their higher level employees, and then they're protected. In other words, this manager looked like he was gonna die when the monsters were released, and he like shows them the ring,
Was the
and
ring,
he
yeah.
was protected. They went on and killed everybody else.
Yeah, I interpret it as, well, corporate is relying on the gold, I guess, to keep the store afloat or whatever, or to pay their salaries or whatever. And then the ring kind of signifies that he's part of the management, so. Don't fuck with me because I'm the boss type thing.
What did you give this one?
Didn't give it anything.
That's not a good sign.
What would I give it?
But you didn't have to score it because you read all the singles.
Yeah, I already read it, so
You don't
I
have to
liked
make.
it. It was a really good story. I thought it was quite enjoyable. What would I give it? Probably a 4 out of 5.
So what'd you give a 3 out of 5 to? To Betty Page and what else?
That was it.
Everything else scored a 4 out of 5.
Everything else got four
But
out of five.
the
Oh, Red Room, probably 5 out of 5.
yeah, motherfuckers, you kind of would have given a 3 out of 5, but you appreciated it because of what it was, but it's not in
Yeah,
your
because it was
wheelhouse.
so well done, yeah. Exactly. And then, yeah, I did like the Black Friday. I'll get John Clark's stuff in the future.
Cool. So, what else do you got in terms of TV and movies?
In terms of TV, I finally finished watching Money Heist.
Nice.
I got through the fourth season. I was sad to see there's the fifth season isn't out yet.
Were you as surprised as me who the one death?
Oh my gosh, I was tearing up.
I was shocked. I was
So
shocked at that death. And
was I.
that's why I was telling you not to watch the documentary.
Yeah, although you screwed up. You said don't watch the documentary until after season three.
No, I said after it was done.
No, you said season three. But luckily, when I started to watch it, it says at the beginning of the documentary, it says, don't watch this until you've watched season four. So I said, oops, I should finish watching
I think
season
it's 'cause
four.
confused because I thought there were only three seasons.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. So yeah, so I did watch. Yeah, so I finished the series, and I did watch the special as well, which is that was pretty awesome. Because like you said, that when the show first came out, it wasn't very popular until it got picked up by Netflix
Yeah, it's
International,
weird. It went
and then it
international and blew up. Did
yeah
you see
blew
at
up
the
once.
soccer games they had like pictures of all the people and it's crazy. And with the way
Yeah,
they like walked
we're in the
out like when they were
outfits.
filming outside that church, did you see how they got all the people came running after him?
Yeah, they mobbed them. Yeah, that's why they're afraid for their lives. They're like, oh my gosh.
Well, I
Well,
like the way.
there's
Go ahead.
was gonna say they had one scene on a roof, and they're holding the people back, and then they filmed it, and then I think he went over and said hi to them and something. Basically, they ended up having to like stand on this platform, and like they were surrounded by everyone. Security had to like lead them away.
Yeah. And that's why I was so happy to see Snake Eyes because Tokyo plays Baroness. And I was like, oh, this is so fucking awesome. Oh,
Yeah,
God.
she's amazing.
Yeah.
They're all good. Like all the, I think if I saw any of the actors like on another show, I'd be like totally into it. I'm like, yay!
Yeah. Well, the other actor, Professor, is in The Head. So if you're interested or you ever get HBO Max, that is the one
Okay.
that the murder mystery in the Antarctic.
Yeah.
So that one's really good.
Okay. So he's in that
I'd
one.
highly recommend that. And then if you want to follow Tokyo, you can see Snake Eyes, which is to me, I rated Snake Eyes a 5 out of 5. I love Snake Eyes. Barb enjoyed it a lot more than she thought it would, you know. I don't know if she sort of loved it, but she enjoyed it. She was like, "You want to go
Yeah,
see
she.
Snake Eyes instead of old?" You know, 'cause she me and her are real big M. Night Shyamalan fans. And yeah, I was like, "Yeah, I want to see Snake Eyes, but you know how I've been to G.I. Joe lately." And Snake, but Snake Eyes not only has Tokyo, but it has the lead from Warrior, and it's like, oh my God, he's so good in it. I got a man crush on that guy, that actor.
On there, yeah.
I love him. Like, I think he's such a badass actor, and I'm just so I'm so disappointed it didn't do good at the box office because I just love
Oh, did
I.
it not? I didn't really pay attention
Oh
to.
God, I love this movie. It was good. I mean, there's two movies I've loved so far, Black Widow and this one. It's really awesome.
We still haven't ventured to the theater.
The thing I loved about Snake Eyes is because I know the origin. In the rivalry of Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. And they twisted the plot around and made it much more complicated, where I appreciated their like complexity of their rivalry so much more. Like I think it added like so much more dimensions to it. And like I'm reading G.I. Joe now where they're on the same side and it makes sense. Like I get it. And oh God, it's so good. And
And was
they
that
have
unique to the movie, or do you think that appeared somewhere in?
No, this was the them their origin story was changed
Yeah.
dramatically. I've read their origin story both in the original and the reprints and then when they came back and retold the origin later on. So I'm familiar with it. Plus they've even gone over the origin story I think in the second movie if I remember correctly. But yeah, this one I like the most, and it made so much more sense to me. And I thought the action in it was just phenomenal. I thought the plot was just perfect. I loved it. It was definitely my favorite G.I. Joe film for sure.
Cool. I have to
Yeah,
see that
Snake
one.
Eyes.
Especially if Tokyo's in it.
Tokyo is Baroness. Yeah, it's sweet. I don't want to give the plot away because it does end like there's gonna be more, which is a drag because if it doesn't do good, then it won't.
Yeah, I'll continue it.
But it's just like the acting and I just thought the plot was just so much more tight, like unbelievable that I got really into it. And then we saw,
Cool.
I don't know if we've already talked about Black Widow, but that was really good.
We have not, and I have not seen that yet. That'll probably be the first thing I see.
It's probably in my top five Marvel movies. And I just think the subtlety of the family dynamic that they have in there is what I love, because I've always loved the stories of dysfunctional families, and I don't know, I just latch. That's why I like the Defenders and the Champions and all these teams that are dysfunctional. They don't work together well, and I loved Black Widow. It was so good. And some of the best scenes to me are not the action scenes. They're just being around the dinner table, like it seems like they just blew my mind. I liked it. And then now that we're going back to the theater, yesterday we saw Old, which is the latest.
Okay.
And they don't beat around the bush to tell you what this is about. You go to the preview, you see the preview. They get put on this beach. And it's a nice beach, but they seem to age. Like everybody that is put on that
Goes to the
beach
beach.
ages. And the thing that the twist you don't give away, because you never give away an M. Night Shyamalan
Yeah,
twist,
twist.
because that's what sort of is that's why what
Yeah, so the
drives you
one of the draws.
to see his
Yeah.
movies, right?
Right.
But I will say one thing is they do a good job of the aging process, especially like with eyesight and like hearing. Like you'll see the wife, like now she can't hear the husband because her hearing just goes, and then the husband can't see anymore, like his vision is just gone. He's like seeing blurry and he can't like go get some eyeglasses. They're on the beach,
Yeah.
so he can't see anything anymore. And the way he films it through the eyes or through someone else's eyes, it like function going away is really well done. Like it's really well done. And I think the twist is really good. I like it. It's really good.
Cool. Yeah, I'll definitely, I probably won't see that in the theater, but I definitely will watch that one.
I'm hoping that the COVID thing at least lets me go see Suicide Squad next week because that's
Oh,
the
before, yeah, that's what I'm wondering is like, At what point are the numbers going to get high enough that they start shutting stuff down?
Well, Friday after I left work, my second line manager stopped me and he says, "Well, effective Monday, you're going to have to wear your mask." And I'm like, "Ah, damn." So we're back to mask
Back to
100%.
masks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything for my work, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, but you're having a Lollapalooza over there, aren't you?
Wait, yeah, Lollapalooza is going on
Oh, and
today.
I saw the fans, like you couldn't even see the ground. There was that's gonna be like ground zero right there in
Yeah, because
Chicago.
because I imagine for that, there's people coming in from out of town or whatever to see the shows. So this, like our air, the Chicagoland area wasn't too bad,
Until now.
but yeah, well, yesterday Melanie told me we moved up to the next level. So
Oh, it goes fast, Bill. Once you hit the next level, you're gonna hit the
yeah,
next one,
you're
like, but you're
done, yeah.
done. Yeah. It's so contagious that even
Right.
if you have your shot, you're carrying it. Do you know what I mean?
It's easier
You've
for you to get, yeah,
given it
because
to
it's,
somebody else.
yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely easy because it's easier to get. It makes the vaccine less effective because,
But it
well,
protects you
it
again.
just,
It makes it effective in that you're probably not going to die.
right, it just, yeah, it reduces it to basically a cold, so.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that the people that don't get shots.
Yeah, well, just like a cold,
Yeah.
you can still spread it. Yeah, and if you, what were you gonna say about the people who haven't got shots?
They're gonna be hospitalized. I mean, you've seen what's happening in Florida. Florida's nuts.
Yeah,
And
their
their
numbers are
governor is fucking
high.
insane. I would put him in prison. Like if people die, I'd hold him accountable for what he does.
I think yesterday they had their highest numbers yet.
Yeah, period.
That's crazy.
So the fact that I go to the theater in the morning is somewhat nice because we're not next to anybody. And there's usually only like 15 to 20 people in there, max. So I'm hoping next. Suicide Squad's been getting like really good reviews though on Rotten Tomatoes, like incredible.
Yeah.
And it is supposed to be really good. I know already I'm gonna love it because there's nobody that loves obscure characters in DC more than me. I mean, you throw Polka Dot Man or any of this weird shit, and I get it because I've been there for everything.
Right,
So
you
I
have a
know these
familiarity with
characters, nobody else does.
right any of
And
these.
I love it. I love that kind of thing, and I love the thing that they're dispensable. Like they're in a world where dead means dead. You die in Suicide Squad, you're dead. I mean, you're
Right.
gone.
Right, but yeah, to be fair, their world is limited to however many movies they make, so
Yeah. But
so
that's why they
it's
can
easier
get
for them to
away.
kill him off, yeah.
Well, that's why you see so many obscure in the comic book that's going on now, they've slaughtered a bunch of them, but a lot of people won't even recognize those characters. Like how many people know Film Critic? Well, I do. But it's amazing. Like I can't wait to see Peacemaker 'cause he has become one of my favorite characters, period. I just love the whole like I will kill the whole world if I have to have peace. It's just so fucking weird. Like I'll slaughter everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Peace at any cost.
Yeah, peace at any cost. It's like it doesn't make any sense, but it does in his mind. And he's kind of like he's borderline crazy. Like he's a nut job. And he kind of talks to his helmet. So it's I don't know, he's a weird fucking dude. I can't wait to see Senna play him on the screen.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty good casting.
And they have that Doctor Who guy as the thinker, and they have so many Guardians of the Galaxy's characters that he already worked with, and actors, and
Oh, the actors, yeah.
yeah. And I'm like, Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one is it with the exception of Iron Man 3 is my favorite Marvel film. So
The which one? Oh, the first one?
yeah, the first Guardians, I adore that movie.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was so much fun.
So I am looking so forward to what this guy's going to do
Yeah, I'll
with
see
these
that in the theater.
characters.
I quite enjoyed the first one in the theater, so.
The one thing I like too is they have this new feature after COVID, where on the app, if you buy your ticket and you're a member, you can buy your popcorn and drink, and then go into this line where you don't have to wait in a line, and your stuff's ready. They just,
All right, just pick it up.
yeah, just get it. You prepay and you're gone.
Is there even a line at the time you're there, though?
No, well, there is if you're waiting for the movie theaters have been getting pretty popular lately.
Yeah.
I mean, people are hungry for popcorn and a sense of
For the theater
normalcy.
experience, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I hope you can go to one at least before things get nuts.
Yeah, I
My
may.
recommendation is go during non, prime time. And you can kind of scout through the app, like where the seats are and like what times to go and
Yeah. Yeah, we usually go off times.
Saturday mornings for us are good, but at our theaters, we start fil showing stuff at like 10 a.m., so early is really early.
Yeah, that's when my son and I go, we that's what we would do, just go to the first show on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's cheaper too. It's
Yep.
cheaper and there's less people. And no line for popcorn.
Right.
Perfect.
Have you seen any movies lately?
I've seen some. I'm trying to remember. Oh, I watched this one called Control. I think it's called Control, which is it's about the band Joy Division.
Oh, wow, New Order.
Yeah, but it's actually not really about Joy Division. It's about the lead singer, Ian Curtis, I think his name.
But didn't Curtis go to New Order?
No, he killed himself.
Oh, and that's why
And
they
then
formed New
that's why they
Order.
started New Order. Yeah, so
Oh,
the
gotcha.
remaining members started New Order after he killed himself.
Ah.
So that's my one complaint with the movie is, so they start off and they show Ian Curtis and he was front he and Joy Division was a band, but they had a different singer and they weren't called Joy Division and they weren't very popular. Weren't going anywhere, so I can't remember if the old lead singer quit, but anyway, they brought in Ian Curtis, and he started singing for them, but they never really showed like musically what they were like before and how they changed and why they changed or
Yeah.
what he did in terms of the music to for the band.
They were more focused on the person than the band, or
Right, they were
the.
more focused on his life and what was going on in his life at the time and him as a person. So that was kind of my one
Yeah,
complaint. It's like,
'cause
I wish they'd.
I'd want to know more of like Joy Division and then the evolution into New Order. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I'm a
Right.
huge New Order fan, but because of New Order, because of what New when I discovered New Order, I had to get into Joy Division because once I knew there was a lineage,
Yeah, just to see what they had
yeah,
done
so I started
before, yeah.
buying the Joy Division and I like Joy Division. I mean, it was definitely different, but
Yeah, it's
I still liked them.
much different. Yeah, but it was good. I mean, the actor who played him did a really good job. And he's kind of a, I don't know, Ian Curtis is an interesting character. He was great. He wrote amazing lyrics, but he was kind of a jerk in real life.
Oh yeah. Well,
Like, got married.
sometimes genius can be jerks, right? Because
Yeah.
doesn't it have like a sense of arrogance around, like
Yeah, I think they it gets kind of I guess it's kind of unavoidable that you have a certain amount of self-importance
yeah.
just because you know you're smarter than everyone else or whatever,
Yeah.
or you're on a different level than other people.
You're
But he
not
like,
humble.
yeah, and he like cheated on his wife and
Yeah.
stuff like that. And then it was sad though, because he killed himself like right before, like the night before they were going to go on their first US tour.
Was he betrayed as being real depressed all the time, or?
Yeah, he was. And he suffered from epilepsy. But he didn't like to take his medication because he didn't like the side effects of the medication.
Yeah. Well, a lot of geniuses are
But he was always
prone to
troubled, yeah.
suicide too because depression.
Yeah.
Depression's something that I can't like grasp because I've never had it, but it looks awful. Like I wouldn't wish that upon anybody because
Yeah.
it controls. I've seen it indirectly with not people real close to me, but I've seen it and it just leads people to just not be to not ever understand happiness, like, or have relief. So it's hard to grasp that when you can't experience it, but God, I don't want ever want to.
Yeah. No,
I've
I've seen
had
a few times.
depression from pain, like where I just
Yeah,
have
there's always going to be times in your
so
life
much
where
pain where
you're
it's like, oh God,
depressed.
I'm miserable because I can't do X or I can't do or I have this pain in my nerve and it's causing so much pain and depression that I can't take my mind off of anything. I've had that kind of thing, but never more like where it wasn't pain driven.
You're lucky then.
Yeah.
I get depressed once in a while, but I'm lucky that it doesn't usually last very long.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be just like a day when I'm down, and then I'll be okay after
Well, you should call me up. I'll cheer you up.
that. I just need to find a good comic to read.
Yeah. We'll talk about buttholes for half an hour and you'll feel
That's
better.
true. You can't be depressed or you're thinking about
About
buttholes.
buttholes.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Did I watch anything else? I did watch I watched a oh shit, what is it called? Witness for the Prosecution, which is a Agatha, based on an Agatha Christie play from the, I don't know when the movie came out, 40s maybe.
Is this an old movie then?
Yeah, the 40s were a while ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it's black and white. It was really good. It was Agatha Christie was the, well, I don't know about the originator, but definitely one of the masters of the twist at the end of a movie. And in this one, I think there were, at the end of it, I think there were four individual twists. I'm like, damn. Like, there's one twist, and there's another twist, and another twist. It was like, holy mackerel. And then it was funny at the end, like before the end credits, there was like a thing that said, please do not spoil, or it didn't say spoil, but please do not tell anyone the end of this movie, because if you do, you'll ruin their experience. So
Yeah.
but they had a special warning telling people not to reveal the twist at the end to anyone.
That's why you can't do about the M Night because, yes, that twist is usually around 10 minutes, but of the entire film, but it
Yeah,
is what
change.
makes the film. Like
Right.
he does that
Right,
in all his movies.
it changes your perception of
I
the
actually
movie
appreciate
you
him so
watched.
much though because he writes and directs and does everything. Do you know what I mean? He
Yeah, he's a.
He does it all.
It's all his vision.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive when it's all your vision.
It is. It's like the comics that are done by one person, like Red Room. It's all Ed's
Yeah.
vision. No one
I
else.
felt so I actually bonded to a character because through his dog, like I like this character solely because of the way he loved his dog.
Yeah.
And I, God, it was just brutal. Like it, holy mackerel. Like I know what they get away with this because the traceability, they can't trace it.
That was per it's the perfect crime.
Yeah. These fucking assholes. All they do though is they had to have somebody film this damn football player taking this guy, and then maybe they can link it.
Right, yeah, I guess someone could have got it on their cell phone,
Yeah.
the rescue or whatever.
Does this black and white film have any big actors in it?
It had who was the main guy? What was his name? He's well known. I'm not to look it up because I don't remember his name. I'm thinking William Powell, but I don't think that's right. Oh man, I can't spell. Oh, 1957. Oh, I was off on the decade. Tyrone Power.
Oh yeah.
Marlene Dietrich.
That guy was an action star too. I think he Tyrone Power either played Zorro or Robin Hood or something.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was a big
Yeah, I know he's a
actor.
big name. He's been in a bunch of
Well, I think
stuff.
he was a big actor in the 40s, so I don't know in the 50s if he's a lot older.
It looks like this was one of his last movies. He wasn't that. I mean, he was older, but he wasn't like 60 or anything. And who's the. Charles Laughton, he was good. He was good. I like these old movies, though, so.
What did you watch it on? Disc?
Yeah, I got it from the library. Don't think I've watched any.
I'm still on my Star Wars. I'm almost on season 6 of Clone Wars, which is the final season, and then I'm caught up on Bad Batch, which is the new series.
Okay.
I finished Loki. I didn't like it that much. What else did I watch? I can't remember. I saw a movie called Superstore, which sounds cheesy as hell, but it has a lot of like D-list comedians like Andy Dick and God, there's a bunch of them in this series. But it was really good. It had Jessica Simpson in it, but it's a story of like Black Friday. No, it's a story of like a Sam's Club that has this like superstar employee that wins Employee of the Month every month. And some loser employee decides he wants to go for that Employee of the Month, but it's really good. I liked it. It's very funny.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
I watched a movie called Phobias. Oh no, that wasn't called Superstore. Sorry. It's in called Employee of the Month.
Okay.
Employee of the Month. Superstore was a TV show.
Yeah, I was surprised that it had the same title, but it could have been before the sh before it.
I watched a movie called Phobias, and which has a horrible IMDb rating of like 5 or lower. But I really liked it. It was sort of an anthology of different phobias, like in a horror movie. And then it unites all the characters that have these phobias into a psychiatric ward. So it's got like this overarching horror theme to it, but I liked it. That was on Hulu. I saw Space Jam 2, which was pretty decent. But all the
Never
great
seen that one.
scenes, all the great Looney Tunes scenes are in the preview, in my opinion. Because I tend to like the Looney Tunes, like Sam and Yosemite Sam and the Coyote and
Yeah.
Daffy and like all the
All the
characters
classic
that,
characters.
yeah, but I'm not like huge on the Bugs or the straight line characters or the good guys. I'm more of a fan of the ones that are portrayed as bad guys because I find them hilarious. And Sam has some good lines, but he's not in there as n enough. And then I watched a movie called The Comebacks, which is a comedy
Sounds familiar.
of football.
Yeah, I thought so.
It stars an actor in it that's in a lot of movies. He was in The Office, but I can't remember who he played in The Office. He plays Michael's friend that he admires, but he's so unpolitically correct.
Oh. Yeah. She was in
He's
me.
bald and he's a jackass to everybody, real sexually offensive. Pat Packard.
Yeah,
He's
pack.
he,
Yeah.
yeah, he's the coach in The Comebacks. And he plays a raunchy coach.
Yeah, is that like an animal or a what's it called? National Lampoon movie or something?
It might be, but I didn't. Sometimes when I'm bagging and boarding comics, this is the weirdest thing. I like just put it on some shit. Like, I don't care about this. I could watch it in the background, and I get sucked into it, and then I go back and watch the whole thing. Like, so I did that with The Comebacks and the Employee of the Month. Like, after just scanning it, I got sucked into it and wanted, but sometimes my intent is I just want something on the background that I don't care about, and then I end up liking it and then want to watch the whole film.
Yeah, I do that as well. Lately, I've just been putting on Antique Roadshow.
That's a good show. I like that.
That's a good one to have on in the background because then
Yeah.
if it's something you're interested in, you can pay attention. Otherwise, you can just beg and board.
I do that a lot with Antique Roadshow and Flea Market Flip. I watch a lot of Flea Market Flip, and it's sort of like just them taking junk and making furniture out of it, but I sort of like that.
Yeah, that's a good, it's a good, those are good background shows.
I'll probably spend a lot of time at the flea market in my retirement getting rid of shit.
Selling stuff.
Yeah.
Getting a table.
That's the plan. Not all the time, but renting a spot maybe once a month and just getting rid of it slowly. Because eventually I want to minimalize, so we're in a smaller house and it's one floor, and yes, we have a kitchen and a living room and a bedroom. But we can get around. We can function on walkers. The tubs are, they have the handrail,
Handles,
the
yeah.
handles and everything, and we're set. And we have the big toilet where we can get up and down. Preparing for old age.
Yeah, I don't want to think about
Well, you should start. It happens.
it.
Don't let it bite you in the ass when you're not prepared.
True. Not much I can do about it now, other than not buy stuff.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Except for comics. Sad. So sad.
It's weird because I'm at the age where I want to retire, but I don't. Like, I don't want to get older. Do you know what I mean? I see that with parents and stuff. And it's like, oh, I don't want to get older and have to go to the doctor every week and all the problems and shit that goes along with it, you know?
Yeah, it does stink that by the time most people are able to retire, their health is so poor that they don't get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends how healthy you keep yourself.
All right. Do you have anything else?
Don't think so.
Other than, are there any books that you want to cover for
Oh,
next time?
I did watch a show that I wanted to recommend.
Okay.
I can't remember what channel it's on. It's either on Peacock. I think it might be on Peacock. And it's called Lady Parts.
Interesting.
And it's a British show about this all-female punk band, and most of the women in the band are Muslim.
Oh, nice.
So they're like, I think three of them are, and then their manager, and then they have another woman who, she's not Muslim, she's like some kind of African spiritual person. But it's about and the main story is that there's one woman, so there these three women are in this band led by this one woman, kind of, and doing this like punk music, and they need a guitarist, and the one woman sees this girl who she used to know in school who played guitar and who's now teaches guitar to kids, but she has stage fright, so they kind of pull her into the band. But it's really good, and it's interesting because you get to kind of see a little bit of the Muslim culture. And these are all women who obviously are kind of, they're Muslim, but they also, like to play punk rock music. So there's
Yeah.
that dichotomy kind of, I mean, it's a comedy, so it's really funny as well. So, but that's, I highly recommend that one. And it's only
Cool.
like five episodes, so it's not a big commitment.
Right. And you gotta get on that evil, man. Damn.
Oh, I did watch the first. I watched the first episode of Evil,
Yeah.
and it was fantastic.
Can't wait till you get to the elevator one because I know you're a fan of the
Elevators.
kids with the virtual reality, so I can't wait. I can't
Oh,
wait till you get to the elevator.
oh
It doesn't
man.
have to do with the virtual reality, but it has to do with the like similar themes. But
Okay.
it's man, this show's crazy, and it's on hiatus now. Right now, I'm itching at to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, are they gonna? There's like five episodes, right? Something like that.
Yeah, five or six, and they're coming back in
More.
August 28th or late August with the
Okay.
next five, I
Next batch.
guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did get renewed though, so we're gonna have another season.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you turned me on. That's one show that you always told me about, and I
I
kind
know. It
of,
took you forever to watch
well, it
it.
took me forever, and it wasn't really watchable at the time, and then it hit Netflix,
Right, yeah, it had
and then
to
it,
get to
and then you
Netflix.
mentioned it again, and I was like, oh, well, it's here now, And yeah, it's so good. God dang, the acting is so good in that show. They introduce a nun in this
Ooh.
se season, and God, I love her. God, she's such a great character.
That's cool. I mean, they already got a
Yeah.
bunch of great characters, so.
Right, but I just like her depth and wit. I just, oh, she's so good. Yeah, it's evil. Once you're gonna devour that. Once that you get on the exercise or whatever with that, it'll just.
You have to figure
It's
out what my
hard. It's hard to.
next
It's hard to stop.
exercise show will be.
With that one, it's hard to stop because I'm only good for one show at night. But sometimes when I'm not caught up on evil, I'm like, Barb, let's go next one. And then I'll say, wait, no, we gotta do the next one. And there's not one there, so I'm like, damn. Yeah, it's good stuff. I don't know, but if you get a chance, think about what we're gonna cover next time. I have
Only
not.
I do have one.
What is
It's
that?
called Rabid World.
Rabid World.
Yeah, from Scout Comics.
I don't remember this one.
It's
I remember something called Rabid, but I didn't know there was a world on it.
There's a world on it. I don't know if it's the one you're thinking of.
All right, I
The
do have it. Oh, do you have Barbarella number one?
have to look it up.
It's the new one. I know
They
we
come out a
covered
while
the
ago.
original. God, I don't know. Oh, we'll have our spawns to cover too. That new spawn came in. But I imagine your shipment will be in next week. I think the end of the month was now. So I would think you'd get your package by next
Yeah, I should.
Friday. I
Yeah,
think.
oh, yeah, I should have it by the next time we
Yeah,
work.
so you'll probably have Barbarella. So let's just put down
Barbara.
Barbarella number one and Rabid World.
Oh yeah, it's my next order. You're right.
There's probably a couple image. I'd like to finish Haha if you want, if you can. Haha's done
Yeah.
now.
I don't think I've read the last issue
So, at least those are
Oh, I
three
haven't gotten it
things.
yet. Yeah, that'll be my next one too.
Haha.
Ha. I'm sad to see that one go. Oh.
If you have any Xenoscope in your next shipment, like I think Possessed number one comes out.
Yeah, we could read. I mean, I also have, what was it, like the Patchwork Girl of Oz or something like that?
Oh yeah, I got that one, the Oz one.
Yeah, and then we also have the Goat Boy one,
Yeah.
which
Oz.
I know I have at least a couple issues of that.
Goat. Boy.
Well, the third issue is in my next shipment.
And then Possessed. Do you have that in your next shipment?
Probably. That was called. It's not coming up.
Let me see. The Possessed.
Was there
Oh
one in the?
no, that's Wildstorm. Maybe it's called something
Oh,
else.
possessive.
Possessive.
That's it. Let me look.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's my next order. Yeah, the Goldberg one.
So it'll be a very Xenoscope flavored episode.
A lot of Zenoscope. That's good because they probably don't get a lot of coverage, so.
Did you get the last I don't remember if you got the latest Boundless one of the jungle.
No, I'm not. I haven't been getting the Jungle Girl ones.
Fantasy.
I should. I don't know why I
Farrar,
don't.
Farrara, Farrarna. Ooh, that's a nice cover. How come I didn't get that? Why doesn't this one show up as me having it? I could have sworn I had this one. Something's weird. I want to go back and get a lot of the old Avatar ones that kicked off Boundless. Like, there is an original Avatar Jungle Fantasy that I don't own.
Okay.
But, that's a sidebar. All right. Well, we can wrap this one up. You can reach us at Bill at Comic Book Noise or Mike at Comic Book Noise dot com, and I blanked out. Our website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. I don't remember what's going on.
Where am
Bill
I?
on Twitter is at DBM00. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. You could also go to Facebook and search for Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button, follow all the episode threads there, along with Geek Brunch Retro and Mike M's Weekly Reads and other podcasts on that feed. Check them out. And we'll be back next time with previews.
Yes.
Yes. I have to make some tough decisions.
Every month, tough decisions.
Yeah.
It gets harder every month. The older I get, the harder it
Yeah.
gets. And the more good comics that keep coming out.
Yeah, I just there's some stuff coming out that I'm interested in. There's some stuff that I'm passing up that I feel like I'm gonna regret later on, and I just
Should be a good discussion then.
yeah. All right. Well,
All
have a
right.
good week. And when's
You
your
too.
appointment? Next weekend or
Oh
next
yeah, I
week?
should. Can't remember. Let me see if it's going to interfere with our next show. I think it's. No, I think it's. Yeah, 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Okay.
So I got 16 days.
Yeah, it's close. You're gonna
Till
you 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 probably
Tuesday.
won't be on the stuff before our next show if it's on a
No.
Tuesday,
Yeah,
because
it'll be.
you'll be flushing
Oh,
on
I'll be
Tuesday and
starting the. Yeah.
Monday.
I'll be starting the day after we record.
I don't re recommend going to work on Monday.
Yeah. Well, I'm working from home, so.
Yeah, but I don't know how efficient you'll be.
I just have to bring the computer in the bathroom.
Just don't go Zoom. Don't go to the
That's
Zoom
right.
meeting.
Could accidentally get myself fired.
Oh
What's that noise?
Yeah. Why does it sound like liquids coming out of your butt?
Are you sh as I hear a fire hose in the background.
It sounds, yeah. Sounds like a high pressured hose has just kicked
Are you power
off.
washing your driveway?
That's kind of what it's like,
All
man. All right, well, we'll talk to you later and have a good week. All right,
You.
bye.
Bye.